Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome back to Zone Blitz. Ashlyn Sullivan along with John Osier. We now just wrapped up day two of joint practice with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yesterday, we started off talking about consistency with Blake Bortles. Well, we're going to talk about it again. So what did you think of him today?
Well, we wrapped up the last open session. So you can't wrap up the last open session without talking quarterback. He's been talking quarterback the whole camp. Doug Marrone talked about Blake afterward today. And he said some good throws, and then he said some throws, and then he used some language I'm not going to use for our audience. Bottom line on Blake, so far he's had good days, he's had bad days, not consistent enough. The next two or three weeks will show what he is going into the regular season. Still got to get better.
Now, the Bucs and Jags, they didn't get along so well today.
Feisty.
Yes,
feisty.
Exactly. Three scuffles on the field. Football's not always a nice game, and I think we saw that firsthand today.
Well, Doug's not a big fan of this, and he has said throughout training camp, there's no point in fighting during camp because you don't get anything done. You're not going to do it in the games. It's not helping you. Most coaches these days don't like it. It was a boys-will-be-boys type thing. There were some skirmishes. Had to be separated. I liked it, but I like juvenile, childish things. So it was right up my alley.
This is true. Now, a guy that sometimes gets in trouble on the field is Dante Fowler Jr. Yeah. Also has had consistency issues, but you think he's doing better so far?
I think he has had a much better 2 days than he did at any point after the pads got on and they really started going after it last year. Much better against the Bucs than he was last year against the Bucs. Had a better camp overall than he had. And I thought today they had a much better practice than the Jaguars as a team than they did yesterday. I feel like they're a better team right now than they were this time last year. Before this whole thing got started, I was cautiously saying 7 or 8 wins. I feel better about them being a non-double-digit team after this work than I did before.
Well, there you have it, making progress on the field this week. We face the Buccaneers in the second preseason game on Thursday, and early next week we'll have a recap of that for you. Until then, thanks for watching.